We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and it's Let's Talk Real Estate time with our famous co-host, Tina Goodrich. Tina, good
hey,
to see you.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
It's going good, even though we had you all this here for the whole last hour. It's good to have you here for the last half hour to talk. Finally, you've been itching the whole time to be real estate time.
I was trying to keep refraining from talking about real estate.
Yeah.
And like that with that commercial where Flo can't stop talking about car insurance.
Oh, Progressive.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't watch TV.
I don't, but it's like it shows up everywhere on YouTube and everything.
Okay.
And stuff.
Perfect.
Well, I want to remind you of Flo.
Well, yeah, because she cannot talk about insurance, and you cannot talk about real estate.
Yeah, you can't
listen
stop.
I know.
It's just, you know, it's so popular.
You're right. Everybody loves real estate.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a popular subject.
And even more popular than real estate is the subject of real estate we're going to be talking about, which is Bangor, Michigan, which is exciting in many, many ways. But to me, we're not going to talk about the most exciting way it's exciting to me. We're going to talk to how it is exciting for other people who aren't excited the same way I'm excited.
Exactly.
Did you play them in baseball there?
Bangor? Right?
Yeah.
No, when I was in high school, they were a Class C school and we were Class B, so we didn't. Now, I do remember a couple times where we played in Legion ball and summer ball where we would play their Legion team or their summer team.
They're the home of the Vikings.
The home of the Vikings.
And that, what was it, the Tanya Coates? I don't know.
I see it on the sign.
She's has a world record or a Michigan state record for the most strikeouts, and you was a pitcher, so I think we should probably have a challenge, look her up and look you up, and we can have a pitcher's duel.
Oh, my guess is she's probably way ahead in those records. I am still, actually, if you look it up in the MHSAA record books, I'm still in there, number 10, number 9, or whatever, somewhere in there for wins in a season.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, it's a pretty long-standing thing. Yeah, there are a few people that have a few more wins than that in the state, but I still hold that school record, as a matter of fact, for South Haven High School since 1989.
Congratulations.
Yes. Wow. Yes, absolutely.
Well, we'll have to talk about that on another day.
Yeah, we'll talk about that South Haven Hall of Fame, which there's a whole lot of people in there that I'm like, who is that?
Okay, so back to Bangor.
All right, back to Bangor. Here
Let's talk real estate.
Real estate.
We have a special guest tonight, Rachel Sankowski.
Or this morning, if you're listening this morning.
Depends on. It could be the podcast, which could be at night. Right. Could be right in the middle of the week. I mean, it could be 5 in the morning.
Exactly. Special guest, we have Rachel Sankowski with Bundy's Bakery here. She established her second business in Bangor at the Amtrak railroad station there.
You know, and who really rather, to not mention my favorite subject of Bangor, I mean, what better kind of thing could go in Bangor than a bakery?
I know, and they got trains because them train captain, one of them engineers, they get off in Bangor and they need to run in and get some coffee and something to eat real quick.
Yeah.
Well, what I like about that is Amtrak picks up daily and runs to Chicago.
Yeah, that's certainly a very popular run, no doubt. I mean, lots of people do it. Just they take weekend trips, hop on it, go spend the day, or even day trips, spend a day, and then get back on the train and come home.
Yeah, and I think that's actually gotten very popular in the real estate world where we are doing our business at home. So you can hop on that train and go into Chicago for the day and come back and spend the majority of your time here in Southwest Michigan.
Well, for me, that's a little bit too long of a trip with a mask on. Because I'm sure they have to wear it the whole time on the train, unless you have your own compartment, would be my guess.
Mm.
Or is it like a restaurant where once you're in your seat,
maybe
you can take the mask off?
Yeah, I bet once you're in your seat, but I'm not sure. Yeah. So, you know, that's something to ask about.
Because I'm not in a lot of situations where I have to wear my mask, and I was at a meeting today that I had to wear for about an hour and a half, and I thought I was going to suffocate. And because I'm 10 minutes, 15 minutes is tops at the grocery store. I try to get in and out as quick as I can.
I did notice at Bundy's that you do have to enter with your mask, but once you sit down at one of their lovely little tables,
same rules.
You can take your mask off.
Apply it to the restaurants.
Have your coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So, okay, well, you know, that's Bangor. What's really kind of the situation in Bangor real estate? That's why we're going to talk to them about Bundy's, because of the new business buying a commercial property, right?
Right. Well, you're buying a lifestyle in Bangor, Michigan. So I'd like to talk talk about Bangor being a rural development for financing. You can get, you know, that RD loan because that is a rural development area, Bangor, Michigan. It's a small town, 1,800 population. And it is really the outskirts of South Haven where a lot of movement's going to.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's takes you, it depends on where you are in South Haven. It takes, let's just say, average 10 to 12 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got a lot, you know, to tell you the truth, they've got a lot of great things. Like when you talk about Roma's Pizza, well, that's one of the best pizzas around.
It's so the number one pizza. A lot of folks go there.
And, you know, Harding's, it's a kind of a still a home Harding's style grocery store. I think a lot of their prices sometimes might be a little bit more, but it's, I don't know. It's not going to the big store. So it's
I like the Harding's. Yeah. You have one in Bangor. You have one in Hartford. I think there's one in Coloma. But yeah, there's one of my favorite grocery stores.
And of course, I wasn't going to say it, but they've got a couple of great cannabis shops there and a couple other places for different pipes and other different things. And then the Bangor Tavern. But what, I mean, what
the
is
BT?
Yeah, absolutely.
The BT is a famous, still a favorite place for a lot of locals to go have lunch at. And our manager there, Peggy Brayman, she's always encouraging people to come out for their lunch special and dinner specials.
Yeah. And then my buddies, the Golden Bough, hopefully they get that place open soon. But really, we talked about that. But what, I mean, what are the possibilities of a lifestyle in Bangor? Because is there much for sale?
There's really, there's not a lot for sale in Bangor. I looked today and there's only two active listings in Bangor. I do have some info on a FSBO that's in Bangor for sale by owner as somebody's looking for the Bangor area. But yeah, we only have two homes listed in the city limits of Bangor, and the outskirts, there was only a handful. No apple farmers for sale, and of course, no pickle farms for sale. Yeah. Freestone Pickle Farm is in Bangor, and that's one of the big industries there for Bangor, is the Freestone Pickle
Farm.
Well,
if that's the for sale by owner that I think it might be, I don't want you to ever sell that, because I want that building someday, and I hope nobody buys it until I'm ready to.
No, this one is a residential, not a commercial building. I have a residential in the city limits of Bangor. It's a for sale by owner. He isn't quite ready to list it, but he does want to sell it. So if somebody's looking for the city of Bangor, you can always call me at 269-759-1076, and I can give you some inside detail about the FSBO.
List with who, Mason?
Tina.
List with Tina. All right, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate. Rob Bird's
Moondog Show. Hi, Laura Russin from Captain Nemo's. It's that time of year again, the time of year when we begin staffing for the upcoming summer season. We are currently looking for bussers, kitchen staff, ice cream scoopers, and food servers. So if you would like to be part of a long-standing family restaurant in South Haven, please in person deliver your resume to Nemo's at 407 Phoenix Street.
So get to the historic Captain Nemo's today.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
We're back on Rob Goldberg's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate. And continuing the subject of talking about Bangor and real estate and why the folks would go there and kind of what's happening with the new lifestyle in Bangor and kind of how it's actually growing up, I do believe, these days. And on the phone, we have Rachel Sankowski on the phone from Bundy's Bakery. Good morning, good day, and good night. We never know when this is going to be played, but good day, Rachel.
Yeah, g'day. That's from my native country. G'day. Yes, I'm from Australia.
You're from Australia? Wow. Mm-hmm. So what part of Australia are you from?
Well, I'm originally actually from the south, south of Australia, not South Australia, but from Melbourne in Victoria. So a long way from home, but have been living in the Greater South Haven area since 1993. So I think I've actually lived more of my life in the U.S. than I have in Australia.
And the whole time that you've been in the U.S., it's been in South Haven.
Pretty much, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I actually have.
Well, that's exactly. That's how I think of being that I'm a local, born and raised here. Yes, I think it's absolutely crazy to be here for that long.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. I've lived in my same house since 1995. I would have never thought that, but and that's in South Haven, and I just love it. It's really a heaven on earth.
Yeah. Well, heaven on earth actually is kind of what we're talking about here. And when we're talking about bakery and some of the things that you offer, you have a great bakery here in South Haven, but you've also are now expanding to adding a bakery in Bangor into it. And I mean, and I've been saying that all along with kind of the climate of Bangor and the things that are going on. I mean, the best places there will be something for food, eat, and a bakery. I mean, a sweet retreat in Bangor is the way to go.
Yeah, well, we're super excited to be in Bangor, and we opened Bundy's Cafe Bangor back in November 2020, and how crazy is that, right? Opening a new place in the midst of a pandemic, but we were actually provided the opportunity. We were offered the space, and that was back in 2019, and we knew we had to make a decision either way. Are we going to pull the trigger and move forward, or are we going to step back? And we had done some work inside, and we just felt like it was just a calling for us to be there. And so we just moved forward and opened the doors in November, and now we're, 5 months into it, and we are having a blast.
Well, I bet. And how, you know, when you think about Bangor, Bangor is a very small town. You don't look at it and say, well, I'm going to go there because there's just so many people and there are going to be so many people that need baked goods. What was really kind of that deciding factor to go to Bangor?
Yeah, well, I think because that door opened, then we obviously did evaluate that. And we were really hopeful that we could bring something super positive to that community. And when we do serve a great amount of the local community, we also still serve our South Haven customers, our loyal South Haven customers, since our South Haven site is a seasonal site. And so we closed that down in October.
And very, very hard to get into in the summer, that's for sure.
I did happen to notice, Rachel, that you guys had a Bundy's delivery truck running around. What is that all about?
Oh, that's really just our supply truck. We don't really per se deliver, but we are thinking about offering that in our Bangor location. And so we're just working that through right now. So when we came into Bangor, what we offered was, or what we still continue to offer, obviously, are our baked goods and our beverages, our Starbucks beverages. So that's something that we brought to South Haven. We proudly serve, we proudly serve product through Starbucks. And so we've also taken that over to the Bangor location. And as we actually change our hours next week, so we are changing our days, we are shifting so that we are open on Saturdays beginning April 10th. We will start to beef up our menu a bit, offer some sandwich options, and just start to really expand out the menu as the weeks go by.
Nice. So that's very nice.
Yeah.
So well, do you serve sandwiches in South Haven too, or is this something you're expanding to Bangor?
Yeah, so we serve a couple of breakfast sandwiches in South Haven, and then we have actually taken that same menu across to Bangor. But we're hoping that we can actually develop a bit more of a lunch trade. We're pretty limited on our hours right now, and a lot of it was just initially coming into the market, testing the water, seeing what the customers wanted, identifying the different markets that we have, and then working on expansion opportunities. So we're kind of still, you know, in that first phase of we've opened the door and we're just really getting to understand what the market wants. And once we have 12 months really under our belt, then we'll truly know it, right, from a business perspective. Yeah. But we really love being there. It's a great facility. It's just beautiful inside.
And where is it at again?
So we are located at the Amtrak station there at 555 Railroad Street in Bangor. So you turn off M43, you turn off that main street in downtown, and turn left, which is, you know, heading north. And we're just down there near the post office and what used to be the Cooper Clinic that now is Bronson's Clinic in Bangor. And so we're in a fairly large building, actually. It's the train station, it's the cafe, and then community mental health are also in that same building with some of their administrative services.
Well, I think it's a great place, Bangor, to be able to invest in, because you're going to be able to grow with the community, because it's a community that's growing and it's doing positive things, and it's going to bring you along and you're going to help bring them along. And I think that's great that all this is going into Bangor, and that the Bangor is I'm pretty proud of what Bangor has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got about a minute left or so with you.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone? Obviously, you know, what's going to get someone in to come and check you guys out?
Yeah, well, certainly if you love baked goods, right? We have celebrated 75 years of our recipes back in 2017. So we're at 79 years and 80 next year. And so we are a tradition. Yeah, thank you so much. We are a tradition. We have super staff, superlative staff. And so customer service is big. That's one really big thing for us. We also offer, of course, the Starbucks products, drink products. And so most people love those products. And we just have a beautiful atmosphere. Yeah. We have a Conrad Kaufman mural. And it's just great. When the train goes by, you cannot beat the energy that comes inside from that. Yeah. So it's just a great location.
Well, you guys have been doing it for such an awful long time. I remember being a little boy going by Bundy's Bakery on the north side, you know, so that's great stuff. Thank you for what you do and being a part of both communities for such a long time, but we do have to move on here.
Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jake Way Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
Hi, Laura Russin from Captain Nemo's. It's that time of year again, the time of year when we begin staffing for the upcoming summer season. We are currently looking for bussers, kitchen staff, ice cream scoopers, and food servers. So if you would like to be part of a long-standing family restaurant in South Haven, please in person deliver your resume to Nemo's at 407 Phoenix Street.
So get to the historic Captain Nemo's today.
Hey, Laura, how you doing?
I've had a stress headache.
Well, what you need is an alternative, integrative, community-oriented healthcare experience.
Say what?
You need to go see Dr. Max Masters at Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation. Go check out their website at chiropractorsouthhaven.com or give them a call at 269-639-2545. They have a no-wait policy. You could be seen right directly immediately. Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation.
And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
first thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that, you know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and Tina's always good to point out. You gotta point that out before we go to break.
I know.
But we messed up, and we didn't let Rachel give her contact info, a phone number, and kind of a website where if anybody wants to find her. So she was kind enough to stay with us on the phone. So where can someone go, Rachel, to find out about you electronically or give you a call?
Yeah.
In the menu.
Absolutely.
Would your menu be on your website, too?
Our menu is located on our website at bundysbakery.com. You can call us at 269-302-0021. We do offer curbside and pickup, and we also have an app, which is a Clover app. So just go to our website at bundysbakery.com, and you can locate all the information you need right there.
Yeah, and the Bundys is a little bit different. If anybody's out there that doesn't hear it, it's with a D-U-N-D-E-S, correct?
Right. It's B-U-N-D-E-S bakery.com.
Yeah. If someone were just to hear it, that might not be how they see the letters come together. So get in touch with them, because like I said, I know you guys have been doing it forever, so you know what you're doing. And yeah, and you've got me thinking about pastries now.
Well, you know, that route from South Haven to Kalamazoo, you know, if you're coming from South Haven to Kalamazoo or back, you're going to stop at Bundy's in Bangor.
And really, this is kind of the people that will be taking most advantage of this aren't the people that can hear it now. It's going to be the people that are driving from Kalamazoo coming in to head to the beach, and they're going to stop and get their some donuts for their little for breakfast on the beach.
And that great cup of coffee.
And a great cup of coffee. Yeah. So, you know, you don't charge as much for coffee as Starbucks does, though, do you?
We're pretty comparable.
Okay. So we,
but worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as it's worth it and you can be around that price. So Mason, anything before we go, do you have any bakery questions?
Yeah. I was wondering if you're able to serve the people that's come on the train. Are you able to serve them before they have to head off to Chicago?
We sure can. Yeah. The train, we open at 7 a.m. and the train departs at 7:30 a.m. Heading down to Chicago. So we sure do. We serve that clientele, and it's always great to be able to chat with folks heading.
What about the ones that gone on in Holland, and do they just have to look, or do they get to hop off the train and go grab something?
Do you show up to them like a ballpark guy, get your coffee here, and you got hot cups and you're going through? You guys don't get to do that?
No, right now they all have to stay on the train.
Yeah, they probably frown on that.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, you've been awesome, and thanks for sticking with us so we could get your contact info out there. But that's Bundy's Bakery in Bangor. You can Google it just as quick as anything to find out how to get a hold of them, and I'm sure everything in there is wonderful. So thank you, Rachel.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Bangor, Michigan. That's, everything that's kind of happening around there, I really do, I'm proud of them because they've embraced, like I said, I wasn't going to talk about cannabis, but they've embraced that. And that has led to more businesses coming in. That has led to a town that looks like it's way more alive than it ever did 10 years ago. So awesome. I've made my thumbs up. Keep going, and Bangor is only 10 minutes away to go get a pastry if the line is too long in South Haven, which it is in the summertime.
I did notice that you guys are doing quiches.
She's already gone. Yeah, we already said goodbye a while ago. I don't know where you were. Yeah.
Somebody stole the Kishka.
Yes. Yeah,
the Kishka.
Where in the world is Tina Goodrich?
I'm on new.
Wow. All right, Tina. Well, all right.
And did you see how I, as a radio engineer, unplugged the phone perfectly so it didn't go beep, beep,
beep?
So
go beep, beep,
beep. Yeah. You would have had edited that out, but now you're going to have to edit that
now
out.
Now you have to know. We're going to leave Tina's. All right, Tina, we've got about a minute left before we have to close this show.
Great. So let me tell you about a couple things for sale in Bangor that I want to highlight. The Lone Star. Everybody knows about the Lone Star.
What's the Lone Star?
Well, that's a bar restaurant right outside of Bangor. And I know it's with the locals. They all know it. For sale, 53838 on M43. It's got about a little over an acre land, but nice parking lot.
If you're going out of Bangor.
Next to Blankers.
Yeah, if you take a right there, you get to head towards Lawrence. If you take a left, you get to head towards Reedsville.
Yeah. The Lone Star listed for $259,000. That one's listed by our good buddy Chris Sariano with Sariano Realtor. That comes with a Class C liquor license, all the equipment, just about 3,000 square feet.
How does Chris get a listing so far from St. Joe?
Well, he may know the owner of that
place. There you go. Well, look, you go, Chris.
I wanted to get a shout out for the Lone Star place. Places like that, I always want to say, you could get a land contract on. That's a prime real estate right there, the Lone Star, that you could maybe get a land contract on.
30 seconds.
So the next one, Shelly Ridley with Jakeway. She has 228 West Monroe listed for $100,000. Downtown Bangor has 1,700 square foot. Again, could be a land contract deal on that one too. So, yeah, those are two commercial businesses in Bangor that I wanted to give a shout-out for. Lone Star, $259,000, and 228 Monroe for $100,000, listed by Shelley Ridley at Jakeway.
Got one more if you can do it in 15 seconds.
Last two, Cognito Brewery and the Great Mead Brewery in downtown Bangor. I noticed it has an axe-throwing facility there. I thought that was kind of neat. But Cognito Brewery is on the page to reopen, so we look forward to seeing them again.
Absolutely. Mason Dixon?
What, Rob Dog?
Let's close this thing out. Remember, tell everybody to go to themoondogshow.com.
All right. Well, you just did. Hey, everybody, thanks.
Tell them again.
Thanks for listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show. You can look us up at moondogshow.com.
Yeah.
You can also give us a call at 269-872-3049 or send Rob Dog a message at moondogpro1@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. Listen to the podcast anytime. We'll be on next week. We all hope you have a real swell Easter and a happy Passover. Over, and we'll see you next week at 7 a.m. If you're listening on the radio, or at 8:30 if you're listening on a podcast.
There you go. Thank you to Holly Lawson, Drawing Kids Into Reading, Dan Williamson, Liberty Hyde Bailey Museum and Gardens, Rob Slentz, UFC Tree Care. Ricky Owens didn't answer the phone, but thank you to him.
Nicole Gulata, Gulata Photography.
Gulata Imagery does some work with us, and she likes to do our photos and is the choice of the Moondog Show. So with all that being said, great show.
That was a great one.
Absolutely. Mason, take us out.
All right, everybody. We're going to howl at the moon howl at the Moondog on the count
of
three.
Something like that.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is part of the Moondog Radio Network, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, copyright 2021.